Now, as a leader, the Apostle Paul, he set forth an example, but guess what? He also set forth rules. Because that's what a leader ought to do, right? Set forth an example, but also give rules or orders. Now, go back to 1 Corinthians chapter number 11. So he gave an example. He says, follow me as I follow Christ. I love people. I want to see people saved, and you ought to have that same desire and adapt to that. But he also set forth rules within the churches that he established. Look at verse number 2. Now I praise you, brethren, that ye remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I delivered them to you. So I want you to notice there that ordinances is plural. So it's more than one, okay? And these ordinances that they're keeping, Paul is praising them for that. That means they're doing the right things, and therefore he's praising them for that. You guys see that? Yeah. So ordinances is plural, means it's more than one. He said, why do you bring that up? Well, for the simple fact that there's a lot of churches that have these practices, and they base them, they basically have this ideology that the church only has two ordinances. And in fact, if you've been a part of an independent fundamental Baptist, they'll often have a doctrinal statement or a sheet of paper that says Baptist, and they have like acronym. It's like a Baptist acronym. How many know what I'm talking about? Okay, they have, and by the way, my old church did it, and most independent Baptist churches do it because they basically copy and paste what the other church does. Now, what is the acronym Baptist? Well, they'll say this. B is for biblical authority. Amen.
Amen.
A is for autonomy of the local church. In other words, we're independent. Amen.
Amen.
All right. P is for the priesthood of the believers. We believe that. Yeah. T is for two offices of the church, which is referring to the deacons and the bishops. Okay. And then it talks about individual soul liberty. Right. I believe that. Separation of church and state. But the one I don't agree with is T. You say, what is the last T? It's the two ordinances of the church. How many of you have ever heard that? And they'll say this, the two ordinances of the church is what? Baptism and what?
Communion.
Yeah, communion. Lord's Supper. And they'll say those are the two ordinances of the church. I heard it my whole Christian life. I mean, if you've been in an independent Baptist church long enough, you're going to hear something like that. The Baptist acronym, the church has two ordinances. Well, is that true?
Nope.
Does the church really have two ordinances? You know, the fact of the matter is an ordinance is basically an order.
Amen. Yeah.
So do we only, like when you guys come to church, do we only do baptisms and Lord's Supper?
No,
right? In fact, we have all kinds of orders that God gives us.
Amen.
He tells us to go out and sow in, to keep yourselves sanctified and abstain from fornication.
Amen.
We ought to give tithes on the first day of the week. All kinds of orders that God gives us in his word. It's not just baptism and the Lord's Supper. Now, you say, well, why do they do that then? Why do they say that there's only two ordinances in the church? And by the way, I preached that years ago as an independent Baptist years ago. I preached that many times, that there's two ordinances, but I never really questioned it. But in actuality, we'll get into the Lord's Supper tonight because we're going to talk about that tonight. But in all reality, it's not two ordinances of the church. The root of this teaching is actually found in Roman Catholicism.
Right.
And I'm explaining to you why. You see, Roman Catholicism has an order of sacraments called the seven sacraments that one has to obey for salvation. Okay, you guys ever heard of the second sacraments or seven sacraments? How many of you ever were Catholics before? Okay, you know, how many did all seven? Did you guys, anybody do all seven? I think I did like two, right? I think I went up to my like confirmation and that was it. Now, the seven sacraments are baptism, confirmation, Eucharist, which we would call communion, penance, anointing of the sick, holy orders, and matrimony. And they say those are the seven things you have to do to get to heaven. Now, there's a problem with that because holy orders is basically you becoming a priest.
Right.
So do all the ladies go to hell or something? Or what? Like, how does that work? But these are the seven sacraments. Now, there's something called the Protestant Reformation, okay? Where there's people who were within the Catholic Church that protested the Catholic Church, right? Came out of the Catholic Church, and they basically said, no, we're Protestants. We're Protestant Christians. We're not Catholic. But here's the thing. Many of those Protestant Christians still adhere to the teachings of the Roman Catholic Church.
Yeah, right.
They're a bunch of bastard children of the Catholic
Amen.
Church.
Right.
There's nothing different about them, okay?
Amen.
But the only difference is this. They'll say, well, there's not seven sacraments. There's two sacraments. And they'll say this, communion and baptism. That's why the Protestants still baptize babies.
Right.
You'll find throughout the years of, you know, the Congregationalists and all these bastard children of the Catholic Church still baptizing babies. Where do they get that from? From the Catholic Church. So the Protestants had two sacraments, and they literally called it sacraments. There's only two. They said, no, there's not seven that you have to do to be saved. There's only two. Communion and baptism. And then some idiot Baptist decided to say, well, you know, I like that idea, but we're not going to call it sacraments because it sounds too Catholic. We're going to call it ordinance. And it's not to save. It's just, you know, something that the church does. So that's how Baptists adopted that stupid teaching that there's two ordinances of the church. No, Jesus said, you know, because they'll tell you this. They'll say, well, you know, we only observe. There's only two ordinances that we observe. Jesus said to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And along with you always. All things. Not just baptism. It's like, oh, we can't do that. It's only baptism and communion. That's the only thing we can observe. No, observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And he commanded us a lot. Okay, there's a lot of commandments in the Bible. And so that's where that comes from. Do we only observe Lord's Supper or just the baptism? No, we observe all things whatsoever God has commanded us. That's why we do our best in our church to preach the whole counsel of God.
Amen.
You know, and I'm doing my best to preach through the Bible. It's going to take years and years and years, but we're going to get it done. We want to get it done because God has commanded us to do so.